This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In the book of Jude, verse 21, we're encouraged to keep ourselves in the love of God while we wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring us to eternal life. This got me thinking. Millions have read the best-selling book by Rick Warren, The Purpose-Driven Life. While reflecting on a purpose-driven life, a thought occurred to me. Jesus calls us to be love-driven in our daily walk, or love-directed. In the Gospel of John, chapters 13 through 17, which includes the Upper Room Discourse, I was surprised to find the word love mentioned 30 times. This prompted me to do a topical study of love based on these chapters. I started by collecting all the information I could on the topic. Then I correlated it into an outline. Finally, I crystallized what I learned about love into some personal applications. Let me encourage you to read these 5 chapters over a few times and take note of the many times love is referred to. List what you find in each place the word is used. Then reflect on what you find. You might be interested to know that all but 3 of the references to love use the Greek word agape, which means a self-giving, unconditional love. The 3 exceptions use the Greek word phileo, which means a natural affection for. As you collect this information, start correlating it into an outline. When I did this, I came up with 5 points: God the Father's love, Jesus Christ's love, our love, worldly love, and quality love. The title for the outline is Love is Like a Diamond. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.